Welcome to Avraham Yerushalmi, the Shira sponsor in the Schos of Am Yisrael for Hatzlocha on all its fronts. We're holding a Psochim Daf Chof and the Oiz V'Ador edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting Daf Yutes Amud Beis, one line from the bottom at the two dots. Says the Gemara, Simon B'Shem Yeshua ben Levi. Oiz HaKazayis She'odom Yotze Bo Yedei Choyvosu Yopesach. The HaKazayis that a person has to eat for Matzah on Pesach, with Daf Chof Amud Dalet on top, Tzor Shelo Yebri Mashkin. And needs to be made with water only, and no other type of drink, no other type of liquid. Rav Yirmi Omar, lemitzvay samars. Tzal me'akev, you could make matzo with other types of liquids, but the mitzvah is to use water. But tzal me'akev means it's not. If you did it, it won't make the matzo possible from achila. Rabbi Omar, also lemitzvay samars, and according to Reb Chaim, this sentence, you take it out. Rav Yirmi Pazi Omar, le'ikuvit amars. Rav Pazi argues, and he says, it's me'akev. If the matzah is used with other liquids, it's not a kosher matzah. Milsa de Rabbi Barachia Omar le'ikuvit amars. Also, Rabbi Barachia, you can learn from his words that he holds as me'akev. How do we see that? Because he said, Rabbi Barachia asked, v'atanin, we learn, chalos toito. We learned that in our Mishnah, that the breads are designated for toido. So if he's doing it for to sell, he can use it for matzah. Can you say the chalas toido doesn't have liquid in it? We know that chalas toido, you need to put oil in it. So there is liquid. So if there is another liquid, how can you say that you can use it for matzah? So if you hold it, it's not me'akev. And with the eved, you can use a matzah with other liquids. What's the question? With chalas toido, it's not the ikar din to use it for matzo, but you can use it with the evit. You see that he understood it's me'akev. Omar Yosef, so Yosef answered, Tamon revi si revi mischalak l'kam minim. Meaning, when you bring the korban toido, you bring a half a log of oil. Half of the half a log, revis of it, goes to the revucho, which is a type of bread that we'll see in a moment in the Gemara. And the other half, which means the other quarter of oil, is split. Half of it goes to what's called 10 chalas, and the other half goes to the 10 rikikim. So the quarter of the oil is split among 20 different breads. So that's why there's not a lot of oil in each one. It's not considered to be being done with other mashkim. And the same thing applies to a nazir, that you bring one revis and you split it throughout all the breads of the nazir. Says the Gemara, v'haidom rodo. But if you do want to bring a raya from toido, you can bring from the following. Because it says, Yochel Yitzei Chavosui B'Revicho. What's the Revicho? Revicho is another type of the breads that come with the Toido. And the Revicho, the way it works, Revicho is that they put it into, they cook it in water, and then they bake it. That's the type of bread it is. There you put half of the amount of oil, which means a quarter of oil, and it's spread within the 10 breads of Revicho. So there's much more oil per bread. And there the Gemara says like this, can you be they use revicho for matzah? To learn shemartim is a matzos. You need to guard the matzah should not become chometz. Matzah shetzicha shimur yotzazu she'ina tzricha shimur. It needs to be a matzah that has the potential of becoming chometz. This one will now become chometz. Because there's too much oil here that guards it becoming chometz. Therefore, you can't use it as matzah. Says the Gemara, what do you see from here? The only reason is not good because you can't guard it. Hayimatatzicha shimur yotzimbo. Mashrev, it does need a shimur, meaning if it had the potential to be chametz, so then you will be yoitzibo, even though it's used with other liquids. V'atani, the more brings another raya. It says, yoitzim b'matzo mitubeles, you can use a matzo that has many other ingredients in it, many spices in it. I'll be shein botam dogan, even though you can't taste anymore the grain. Fushie ruba dogan, as long as the majority is dogan. So, Savri Meimer Tubelas Mashkim. What does it mean, Tubelas? What does it mean, spices? You put it into it, all kinds of different liquids. So, Raya over here that you see that matzah can use other liquids. So, more, this is not a good Raya, because Noimar, we can explain, Metubelas is Shushimim, either sesame, or Metubelas Egoizim, or you're putting into it nuts. But liquid may be a problem. So, we don't have a Raya, at least the second Raya is not a great Raya. Says the Gemara of Haidom Rado, where do we know that a matzah shiro, using other liquids makes it a matzah shiro? It's called a matzah shiro, it's rich with other liquids. How do you know that you can't use it in Pesach? Because it says Yochol she'enu yoytze Pesach elo pas hadro. Could it be you could use only a low grade bread for matzo, which means it's going to be made out of subin, out of bran. Minayin flu kematzas shloimoy. Even if it be a very good quality of flour. Tomod loymar toichlu matzo is ribo. Toichlu matzo says you can use any type of matzo. So what he says, lechem oini means a poor man's bread. So sursim means that you fry it in oil, and chalas amisra means you put in it honey, and you cook it in honey, and then you bake it. And ashisha is a very large bread. You can't use these ones because they're not matzas oini. They're not poor man's bread. So here you see, that's a matzah ashir, meaning ashir means it's rich, has other liquids. It's not a poor man's bread. Therefore, you should not use it on Pesach. So like, well, yoytzi matzah avo, you can use a very thick matzah, at tefach, till the thickness of one tefach. Kelechem aponim, the lech aponim also have the thickness of one tefach. Yoytzim b'matzah no, you can use a matzah which is not fully baked. But how much? You're gonna cut it off, and there won't be strings coming out. I mean, it will be broken. That shows it's baked enough. Matzah yishana. If you have a matzah which is an old matzah, something more lechur. It's the flukta the bicham b'sil. The same machlokes the bicham b'sil they have regarding sukkah. Bicham says that a sukkah was not made for sukkahs. You cannot use it in sukkahs. B'sil says you could. Something more lechur. It's the same thing by matzah. Everybody agrees. If he didn't have in mind to do for Pesach, it's clearly wasn't very careful in it, and you have a chashash that maybe it is chometz. Yoytzi b'srikim, which is a type of a very thin bread, thin matzo. It doesn't matter if it has it in some design or not. But we did say that the chetchila one should not take a matzo that has it in a design. But if he did, you can yoytzi with it. So Baitus asked, can I make matzo with a design in it? So she should not do it. Because as you make the design, a woman who makes a design, she will take her more time to bake the matzah, and he may come to become chametz. So they have a solution for that. I can use a form and create the design right away without taking too much time. So maybe it should be okay then. Says more of chafam base. You oimrim kol asrikim asurim for sekei baitos ben zurim mutarim. So then they have to say that every other design matzo has a problem. But the one of Baitus that has a form, it should be okay. In other words, we can't be mechalik. And therefore we say that all of them should not be done on Pesach. Says you could make a design matzo if it's very, very thin like a rikikim. But you're not allowed to make it too thick. If you make it thick, now you have a problem that will become chometz. Halacha is zok demishno. The following are the vegetables you can use in Pesach. The Mishnah brings a list, and the Gemara is going to explain it. Bechazeres, ubeulchin, uvetamcho, ubechar chavino, uvemor. These are the lists you can use. Yoytzimem ben lochim ben kvushim. It can be either moist or dry. Avaloy kvushim. It cannot be pickled. Veloy shlukim. It cannot be overcooked. Veloy mevushalim. It cannot be cooked at all. Umitztarfim mikazais. You can take a few different types of vegetables together to make a kazais. For yoytzim mekela shalem, you can use their stalks for the mor. Uvidmai, meaning when it's a suffix, maybe there was trumas ma'aser made out of it from amaritz. Where choishes to me amaritz does not do ma'aser, so that's called mai. It's only a chumah derabanan, so you can use it. Over ma'aser rishon shenitel trumah, so you can use ma'aser rishon if the trumah was taken out of it, so you can eat it. Or ma'aser sheni ve'egdish shenivdu, ma'aser sheni and egdish that were redeemed, so it's edible even outside of Yerushalayim, and then you can use that for mor. Says the Gemara now brings the list and explains it. Bechazeres, that's chosim, referring to lettuce. Beulshin is what's called tuksimon. Uvetamcho is what's called gangidin. And becherchavino, Rabbi Yosi, Barbon Oimer, is called yosi chali. Uvemor, what does it mean? You can use mor. So Gemara says this really comes to tell you any vegetable that has the following thing. Yerek mar, it's a little bitter. Upono of machsifim, it has like a white face, meaning it's not very green. V'yeshloi sorof, and it has a sap in it. So the Gemara Yisivun, Harichazeres, referring to lettuce, motoik, it is sweet. It's not bitter, it's sweet. You just said the definition of mor, it should be a little bitter. Says the more of chia b'shem rishayo, kol atzmam en hadover tolui ela b'chazeres. Really, the main mor is chazeres, is lettuce. Why? Ma chazeres tchilosu matuk, when it grows, it's sweet. V'soy f'mar, then eventually, when you leave it on the ground for a long time, it becomes bitter. That's what the Egyptians did to us in Mitzrayim. In the beginning, they gave them a very sweet life. They gave them the best place to live. Then they tortured them. Then they made them work very hard. So it started sweet and ended bitter. And that's the definition of lettuce. That if it's dry, it could be used for mar. Istani tani, there's a brace that says avloy kumushi, cannot be dry. If you want to use kumushi, we talk about the stalk. And avloy kumushi, we only talk about the leaves, cannot be dry. Zais kovush, when you have a pickled olive, or merla boy preates, you say the bracha boy preates, even though it's now raw. He said, Yerek Sholok, when you cooked vegetables, or Mer Olav Shakol Niabidvor, you lose the bracha of Boy Piyadoma, and he said instead Shakol Niabidvor. So the Gemara understands right now that it's a machlek between Rabbi Chiya Barbo and Rabbi Yom Bayefis. According to Rabbi Chiya Barbo, even when it changed its original raw form, still retains its bracha. But Yom Bayefis says, no, once it changes its original form, it changes the bracha Shakol Niabidvor. The ones that changes his form and loses the bracha, because it says by us by mor, if the mor is pickled or cooked in different ways, so it's not, you can't use it anymore as mor. If it still has the same form, it has the same level of what it was before, why can you use it for mor? You see that once you cooked it, it loses its original form. So the Gemara says, the Chur from our Mishnah, you have a rayo to Rabbi Yom Bayefis. Says the Gemara of Zoyro, Man Yodo Mishmam Yabir Chan Yois. Who's the one who quotes Rabbi Yom in the best way? Rabbi Chia Barbo or Rabbi Yom Bayefis? Lo Rabbi Chia Barbo? Because we know that Rabbi Chia Barbo is a better source telling us the name of Rabbi Yom. So usually we follow Rabbi Chia Barbo. So we're going to have to explain how this Mishnah works with Rabbi Chia Barbo. For Oid Min Adol, bring another rayo to Rabbi Chia Barbo. Reman Da'an and Chamin Rabbonin, we see the rabbis, only in Lebrioso. They go to Suda Savro, they give an ovil. Finas being turmesin, they take a turmesin, which is a type of vegetable, which is cooked very much. And they say the bracha priyadama. Turmesin has to be cooked very much because it's not edible. So you see, they do retain the original bracha. Says Gemara, so what are you going to do in Tamer Masnisim? What about our mission? That's the Gir Sarab Chaim. Shani yi shom retoiro meroirim. The Torah says it has to be bitter, has to be a mar. When the chafaf and daf on top, the first word of Chayim takes out. Kivan sheshokom botlo mirosom. Once you cook them very much, it loses its bitterness, and that's why it can't be more. So the Gemara says we hold the b'chia b'arbo that even once it's cooked, it still retains its original bracha, but for mar, it's not good anymore. On a b'risi b'arbo in v'loy pliging, says the Gemara, no. B'risi b'arbo says there's no machlekes over here between b'chia b'arbo and Rabbi Yon b'yefes. Zayis alidei shein darkol yochel chay. Olive, you don't eat it raw. You can't eat it raw. I feel kovush beinu. So even once it was pickled, it still retains its own bracha. Here, kivan sheshokor nishtano. A vegetable, once you cook it, it changes its original form. So the Gemara here gives us a concept of bihilchus brachas. Anything that's eaten raw, so the bracha is when it's raw, and when it changes its form, it loses the bracha. Anything that you can eat it, but when you cook it, so then the bracha comes only once you cook it. That's the difference between the olive and the vegetable in our Mishnah. And that's the reason turmesin that we mentioned before, you say bar piyadama, because there without cooking you can't eat it. And there's no machlekes between Rabbi Chiya Barbo and Rabbi Yon bar Yefes. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Chof.